episode 380, How Compromise Can Enhance Your Marriage.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy day, sweet sisters. How are you feeling today? I pray that your week is starting off fantastic. And if you're already in the middle of it, well, let's get it going. Come on, girl. You got so many things to do, and you are just amazing. So you're going to get them all done today. I have no doubt about it. Oh, okay. So we got to get some domestic beauties here. I am so excited. Yes, yes, yes. Can you believe it? The website, the brand new website is live. It has launched. It is out there into the world for all to see. And guess what? You can go see it now. Now, nothing's changed on the website. It's still createyournow.com. It's very easy. Just go there and it has a totally different look, a different feel. Now, what I'm going to do is I don't want to sit here and talk about that now. I'm going to have a special bonus episode 027. Yes, that's bonus episode 27. You need to go and listen to that because I will walk you through it. And there are going to be some really key highlights that I will be specific about at the very, very beginning. So if you're like, Christiane, I can do this myself. Yes, I know you can, but I want you to hear what is kind of how things are going to develop and also what's important right now. So it allows you to get on the inside track of what's happening with Create Your Now. Can you tell I'm excited? Well, number one, I'm excited because you are here. You make my day every day. You bring joy into my heart and you fill me with just, I don't know what it is. It's just, it's such jubilee. It really, truly is. I was sitting down today and I thought, okay, I got to have a chat with my girlfriends and I really want to get down and dirty, okay, in the positive way, but we need to dig deeper together if we're going to grow even more. And so today we're going to be chatting about how compromise can enhance your marriage. Now that may be something that you're like, gosh, Christiane, I don't know that I really want to go there because it sounds bad. Yeah, for some things in this world and the way we use our language, words get a bad rap. The word compromise isn't always a positive. We see compromise in struggles. And quite frankly, I looked it up. You know me, I had to go to the definition dictionary. And so I Googled it. I Googled compromise definition. And this is what I came up with. It says an agreement or settlement of a dispute that is reached by each side making concessions. Okay, that makes sense. But notice what it says. It's an agreement or settlement of a dispute. So even already right there, the settlement and the dispute, those words there already make you kind of feel like, ugh. You don't feel real comfortable with it. It has a negative connotation to it. Here's another one. A middle state between conflicting opinions or actions reached by mutual concessions. Okay, again, what word's in there that sticks out? Conflicting. That's not a positive word, is it? It's a negative word. Here's another one. Acceptance of standards that are lower than desirable. Oh my gosh, just kick me in the gut and in the heart. Really? I mean, we're getting worse and worse and worse. This compromise is getting, why are we even talking about it, right? How can compromise enhance your marriage? I'm telling you, it can, so stick with me. Here's another definition. Weaken, and they're talking about like a reputation or principle, by accepting standards that are lower than desirable. Oh my gosh. We just keep digging ourselves deeper in the negativity. I mean, it's like we went from a plus 5 to like a negative 25 here. And it's compromise. Have you ever used compromise in your marriage? Has it been something that has been like totally, whoa, so awesome that you're like, gosh, I need to start using that more? Or have you even really thought about compromise? You know, compromise, interestingly enough, there's some synonyms that go with compromise, okay? So these are what I found. Agreement, understanding. Okay, well, those kind of sound, those are more positive, right? Settlement, not so much. Deal, maybe kind of. A trade-off, we're getting better. Middle ground, it's okay. Happy medium, I thought that was better. And guess what? Here is a big one that everybody loves to use. Balance. Who would have thought compromise, a synonym for compromise is balance. Everybody's looking for a balanced life. Maybe in order to have a balanced life, you need to incorporate what? Compromise into a balanced life. It's what? It's give and take. It's cooperation. Ooh, we're beginning to make a shift from the negative to the positive. Now, ultimately, wouldn't it be fantastic to think that we could control every aspect of our life? But you can't. You cannot control everything in your life. Let's go back to dating days. Oh, yes. Bring back the memories. Come on. Let me hear those stories. How you met your sweetheart. And this may not be your first sweetheart. This may be your second or third sweetheart. How did you meet? How did you all come upon each other? What was it that drew you to your husband? What was it that drew you to your wife, if you're a guy listening? What was the attraction that was there? Was it like, whoa, it was bigger than fireworks? And it's like, oh my gosh, this woman is out of this world gorgeous. Man, this man is one hunk of a man. He's kind of dorky and he's kind of funny too. What was it that drew you to him? We tend to forget those things, but I want you to go back to that for a moment. Think about dating. Because then what happens is the planning of the wedding. And oh my goodness, the guys get the short end of the stick, ladies. They really do. They sit there and they are truly helpless. They don't know what to do because they know truly this day is nothing about them. It's all about the woman that's walking down that aisle. It's her dream. It's her fairy tale. And quite frankly, ladies, they don't know what to do. So you begin planning this amazing wedding. You say, I do. Of course, you still have a few hiccups, you know, in the wedding part of it. You say, I do. And guess what? Now you're married. Fast forward 5, 7, 13, 23, 30 years. Where's your marriage now? You still look at that hunk of a man saying, oh, man, he was dorky. He was still so cute. I don't know what's about him, but I can see him being the father to all my children. Or do you look at him now and say, dag nabbit, he just frustrates the bejeebers out of me. Maybe you're using some other language though too. And you're saying, you know, this just isn't right. Maybe if I would have married and then somebody else pops in your mind, then things would be different. Oh, maybe. And then you're like, whoa, what am I saying? What am I thinking? Then you feel guilty. And then you go back to going, okay, wait, but I did marry him. Now, why did I marry him? What do I see in him now? Wait, who is this man next to me? Those are scary conversations to have with yourself. But yet they're real. You know they're real because you've had them yourself. They're secrets that you don't want to tell anybody that you've had, let alone share with your husband. But you have them. So how can you enhance your marriage? How can compromise actually enhance your marriage and take it further than it is right now? Because in all honesty, compromise really means that you're giving up something of your own self. You're giving more than you're taking. And for some of us, that's really tough to do. Because we're in it for ourselves. We're in it to win it. And that in it to win it doesn't always necessarily mean the partner that's laying next to us in bed. But you see, compromise is essential. It is critical. It is vital in a marriage. I talk a lot about my tornado. But my tornado in life was a pivotal time in my life. And one that, well, honestly, I don't know if I had to do it all over again, would I want to go through it again? Where I am now, yes. Where I was at the time going through it, I didn't want to feel that pain again. I really don't. But where I am on the other side, oh, hallelujah, praise the Lord, it is amazing. Truly is. And if you had the opportunity, which very few people did because there's only three of them, walking next to me during that time and being able to see the growth of when it first hit, when that tornado struck. I mean, now we're talking about the snow apocalypse and all this craziness, Snowmageddon, I think they're calling now, this whole thing that happened this past weekend. Well, I mean, it was worse than that for me. I mean, my life stopped. It was frozen in time. And I still, I mean, no, do I want to feel that pain again? No, but what I have now, it is priceless. And so I keep coming back to this because what I learned through that whole situation are key things of why Create Your Now exists. We're in it to win it all the times for ourselves. Now, that's more of the negative part of it, quite frankly. Meaning that we're kind of selfish beings. We don't want to think or put anybody else above ourselves. And there are some people who have that natural tendency. But then sometimes we act out of that tendency to be in it to win it just for ourselves because it's like, I'm just going to stab you here a little bit because you stabbed me there. And oh, when you got me there, and I'm going to get you right back. How is that living a marriage full of joy and unconditional love? There is nothing. And it eventually begins to fall apart and bitterness erodes and begins to take over. And so when you begin thinking about, oh, wait, why did I fall in love with this man? You can only think of all the negative. And then now you're being asked by me to say, you know what, you need to include compromise in your marriage to enhance it. You're like, I don't think so. You got to be on something now, Christiane. No, I'm not. I'm on a natural high. And that natural high involves compromise. I'm going to give you a little bit of insight into it, but I first want to leave you and start with the kiss. I'm not leaving you yet, I promise. Okay, the kiss is this, the keep it simple strategy. Are you ready? To come promise. You didn't see that one coming, did you? To come promise. Now, what I did was I really just made up a formula to explain the kiss, to come promise. Yes, it comes from the word compromise, but it's come promise. You're to make a vow. For the good of both of you, to give and take with love that will honor each of you. I'm going to say that again. To come promise is this, to make a vow for the good of both of you, to give and take with love that will honor each of you. That sounds nothing like the definitions we started out with, does it? There's no negative in there. No, there's not. Because compromise is not negative. It's an asset, and it can be used to enhance your marriage in all areas, okay? So I'm going to give you kind of fair warning here real quick. If you have little ones around, you may not want them to hear this part. It's not going to be bad words, but it's going to be blunt using words, talking a little more intimacy, okay? All right, just so we got that clear. Okay, so to enhance your marriage, yes, I'm talking about sexual relationships with your husband. How is sex right now in the bedroom? How is intimacy? Do you sit there and go, oh my gosh, he wants it again? Or is it, man, I just cannot wait to snuggle up with him and give him all the love that he needs. Which is it? There's no happy medium in this. Usually it's one side or the other. Because, you know, for me personally, now I told you we're getting deep here. For me personally, you know, it's not something that I like have to have all the time. But for the men out there, that is a way to how they operate in their life. That is a part of them. That is that is just innate. That's what God gave them. And that's nothing to be negative or positive. It's how they were created. So if you have a man who is not having his sexual desires met and there's lacking of intimacy in the bedroom, then there is something lacking in your marriage. So you say, okay, so what does compromise have to do with it? Well, just because you're tired doesn't mean you cannot give love and have intimacy with your husband. You see that give and take? There may be more giving sometimes than taking. And what I mean by taking, that means receiving. Unconditional love is being able to give, to serve with no expectations. I promise you, ladies, you learn to give of that intimacy within the bedroom to your man. Yes, sometimes when he wants it, and then not when he doesn't want it, and you're like, hello, he just needs to know he's loved today. And there's no reason why you can't have a quickie sometimes. It doesn't have to be long and drawn out. Compromise, to come promise, to make a vow for the good of both of you, to give and take with love that will honor each of you. Yeah. Intimacy in the bedroom, huge. Feel a little uncomfortable right now? That's okay. I told you we're digging deeper. Compromise, come promise. You need to come promise in order to enhance your marriage, the housework. Believe it or not, if you start doing some things and giving to him, guess what? He's going to also give unto you. And you may be like, oh yeah, I like it when my man does my dishes. There's nothing better than that. Well, give and take, remember? It all works out. Yeah, this is tried and true. Me, I've tried it and it's true. I use it. Compromise is part, to come promise is a part of our daily life. It's a give and take. It's a vow that we make to each other. Have we spoken about some of this to each other? Yes, we have. Some of it, I just do it. And it's because why? I can't control it. Because I know his quote unquote love language, what he needs from me, what I can give him and grant him, which shows him what? Honor and love and trust. That enhances your marriage. Think about the budget or the finances. Can compromise help there? To come promise, to make a vow. You want to get out of debt. So the two of you, your children have no control over the checkbook, right? I mean, they somewhat do because you have to buy them things, but they don't need everything. They don't need the latest and greatest phone every single time it comes out. They don't have to have a new computer every single year. There's compromise. And so you figure out what are the necessities, the true bare necessities of what you need in order to make your life run. When you begin to figure that out, then you can see the frills of what you have, the extras. Maybe you're going to the movies every other week and maybe you could go just once a month and then have family movie time together. Or some of those movies that are not family oriented, you can have some nice, intimacy time in the bedroom later with those kind of movies. To come promise, to make a vow for the good of both of you, to give and take with love that will honor each of you. It works with your career. For a long time, I was helping my husband in his career path. We were chasing his next steps because that's what we needed to do. And I did it willingly. And I wouldn't change that for anything. And now years and years and years and years and years multiplied over times, I don't know how many years, he is now then reciprocating. I gave for a lot, but now I'm at the end of receiving. Why? Because I'm chatting with you. And he's home while I'm recording this, but he knows how important you are in this family together. And he sees that. So it honors not just me, but him also. To come promise, compromise will enhance your marriage. Dreams, the same thing. Children, maybe you're looking at it and you have a baby, Okay, maybe not a baby, but maybe it's more toddler baby. Okay, to me, they're all babies. I don't care if they're 20 or if they're 2 months. They're all babies. So maybe you're thinking, gosh, I really would like to have another child. But every time I bring it up to my husband, it's just like, whoa, taboo. We just cannot talk about it because when I start bringing it up, then we start talking about finances. And then we start to talk about, well, we don't have a car that would really fit comfortably and our car's too old. And then we look at the house and we really only have a 3-bedroom house. And we really would want a 4-bedroom because he needs an office. And, you know, with what I'm doing now, I really want an office. Do you see what I mean? So the topic of having another child becomes not so good. And you say, well, how does this relate to your marriage? Because this is your life. Marriage is united as one, two people coming together as one through Christ. You're a unity. And it is an amazing bond. But the problem is we don't work hard at it. We don't allow ourselves to compromise. Instead, we just compromise in the negative, and then we get bitterness underneath us, and we're like, yeah, so that's what you call marriage. And you just go about it because, and you wonder why divorce rates go up after the children move out and go to college, because they don't know who they're sleeping with next to them. I don't want you there. You see, my tornado, my snow apocalypse, whatever you want to call it, in my life stopped. It froze time. It really didn't because it kept going, but it felt like it. And it allowed me to address something so critical. And that was how compromise can enhance my marriage. It wasn't all about me. Now, I wasn't living my marriage like it was all about me, but I did make some decisions that I thought were really about us. And quite frankly, it wasn't. It was all about me. So your kiss today, since we've gone a little bit long, is to come promise, to make a vow for the good of both of you, to give and take with love that will honor each of you. To come promise. It's a vow. Make a vow today to your marriage, that you're willing to work on this area, that you'll take compromise and say, you know what? Yeah, I can look at my sexual intimacy and see where I am and really, really have a heart-to-heart with myself first. And then guess what? Include him in on the conversation. It may feel uncomfortable, but do you know what? For a man to hear from his wife, sweetheart, are you being fulfilled from me sexually? Do you feel like you are loved in our intimacy relationship? What can I do differently? I'm telling you, ladies, life will stop and you will have his attention. He'll be like, whoa, what does she want? This is good. I'm liking this. But really? Yeah, you will. But the thing is you begin to open up. And as you do that, your love grows deeper. Your honor for each other grows. It's not just that, okay, yeah, it's hit and miss, and oh yeah, you see each other, you say you love each other, and you're kind of remembering what it was like when you were dating, but you aren't there anymore because life has happened and things have happened in your marriage, negative and positive. And some of it, most of it, probably not always as good as you wanted it. And you feel like maybe the sacrifice was too great. And now, well, you're just barely holding on. Don't barely hold on. Let's begin strengthening our marriages together. Start with compromise. It will enhance your marriage. To come promise, to make a vow for the good of both of you, to give and take with love that will honor each of you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.